You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School. Series 3, Episode 1, Soul Contracts, Why Certain Souls Enter Our Lives, and What They May Teach Us. I'm your host, Kim Dunn, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point, New South Wales, Australia. I know the last two series we've explored healing, intuition, manifestation, chakras, crystals, spirit guides, and so much more. And in this new series, I want to go just a little bit deeper into the spiritual ideas that can help us reflect on our relationships, our identity, and the meaning we make from our experiences. But beginning with one of the most fascinating of all, and that is soul contracts. So what is a soul contract? Within the spiritual and New Age belief systems, a soul contract is understood as an agreement or an intention made between souls before incarnation. We all come to planet Earth with lessons to learn, and the idea is that, and certain people may agree, to meet during an earthly lifetime to support, challenge, teach, or awaken something in one another. However, this is a spiritual belief rather than something science can verify. So I invite you to explore today with curiosity and keep what feels meaningful to you. One of the most powerful ideas within this teaching is not everyone who enters our life is necessarily meant to stay forever. Some people may walk beside us for decades. Others may arrive for a season, a lesson, a turning point, or even a single conversation that changes the direction of our lives. So do we choose our parents and families? One of the most interesting beliefs, and my own belief surrounding soul contracts, is that the idea before we come to this lifetime, our soul chooses some of the souls who will play major roles in our story, including our parents and family members. Some people believe we may choose particular family circumstances because they create opportunities to experience certain themes, relationships, or qualities to allow us to grow and evolve. For some people, these ideas feel beautiful. For others, especially anyone experience a painful or difficult childhood, it can feel confronting. You may understandably think, why would any soul choose that? This is where I believe we need to hold on to the teaching very gently. Believing souls may choose certain relationships does not mean that anyone deserves abuse, neglect, loss, or suffering. Nor does it mean that we shall tell somebody that their pain is simply because that's what they chose before they came to life here on Earth. A more compassionate question could be, given that this is part of my story, what have I discovered about myself as I've moved through it? What strength, wisdom, compassion, or boundaries have I developed? Some people believe a soul may enter a lifetime wanting to explore certain themes or develop qualities such as courage, compassion, self-worth, boundaries, dependence, patience, forgiveness, trust, speaking our truth, or learning to receive love. Imagine that one person's growth involves learning to stop rescuing everyone, while another person's growth involves learning to stand on their own. Paths crossing may create opportunities for both people to learn and grow. That doesn't mean that every painful event was scripted in detail. It's possible to hold spiritual idea and broad themes while still recognizing human free will, circumstances, choice. Soul contract beliefs are not limited to romantic relationships. We might think about parents, children, siblings, friendships, partners, teachers, mentors and colleagues, and even brief encounters. A person does not need to remain in your life forever to have a profound impact. Parents and children can represent some of the deepest bonds and lessons. Romantic partners may teach us intimacy, vulnerability, boundaries, or self-worth. Friendships can arrive during exactly the season we need companionship or encouragement. Teachers and mentors can alter our direction through one insight. And challenging relationships may reveal patterns within ourselves that are finally ready to see. Another related idea is that soul families or soul groups. Some people believe groups of souls incarnate together, repeatedly taking on different roles across different lifetimes. Within that belief, a soul imagined as a parent in one lifetime might be a friend, sibling, partner, or teacher in another. Cannot prove these relationships existed in another lifetime, but the idea can offer an interesting way to reflect on certain connections feel unusually familiar or significant. And it leads beautifully into our next episode next week, where we'll explore soulmates, karmic relationships, and twin flames. I would think of a soul contract as a spiritual framework for reflecting on certain relationships may feel significant without reducing every difficult relationship as a debt from another life. Free will still matters, even if you believe souls make agreements before birth. Free will still matters. A soul contract does not need to mean this was predetermined and there was nothing I could do. Perhaps the meeting was a part of the journey. What you choose, once you've met your, remains yours. You can choose a boundary. You can choose to forgive without reconnecting. You can choose to stay. You can choose to leave. You can choose to learn something completely different from what you expected. Spirituality should never take away your ability to make real-world choices about your own life. Soul contracts never excuse harm. This is one of the most important things I wanted to say today. Believing someone is a part of your soul journey doesn't mean that you are required to tolerate mistreatment. A label such as a soulmate, karmic partner, twin flame, or soul contract should never be used to justify abuse, manipulation, coercion, or repeated disrespect. Sometimes we think the lesson must be, I have to make this relationship work. But perhaps the lesson becomes, I finally have to choose myself. Sometimes we think I need this person to love me, but the deeper lesson maybe become I need to learn to love and value myself more. Within this spiritual framework, completing a soul contract may not always mean staying. Sometimes the growth may have been knowing when it is time to leave. How might we know when a chapter is completed? There is no set supernatural checklist that proves soul contract has ended. But a reflection, you might notice that the same lesson has repeated until you finally respond differently. There are people in my own life who, looking back, I can see taught me enormous lessons. Some taught me love, some taught me strength, some taught me boundaries. Some taught me that choosing myself wasn't selfish. It was necessary. Whether those relationships were written before I came here is something none of us can prove. But I can choose the meaning I take from them. I can keep the wisdom without continuing to carry every wound. And I can honour what a relationship taught me without believing that person must remain in my life forever. Maybe a soul contract isn't always about somebody destined to stay. Maybe souls arrive to awaken something. Some teach us love, some teach us boundaries, some remind us of who we are. And some teach us who we would never want to become. The relationship may end, but the wisdom doesn't have to. And perhaps one of the greatest lessons in a relationship can be that will teach us that we are allowed to choose ourselves. This and a whole lot more is available in my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. If you would like more information, please go to my website. It is www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, is Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Thank you for listening, and let's have a look and see who our first caller is tonight. I believe we've got Jody. Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. You're in Dublin, Ohio.
Yeah. I was wondering if you could just kind of give me... Yes, please.
A general?
Yes, please.
No problem. Let's see what the cards
are
for you today.
Okay.
Yes, I can. Thank you. Yeah. Just waiting for some cards to pop out. Okay, two cards popped out so far. The first one, the Three of Earth. Do what you love. Recognition for the highest quality work. Being paid well for your craft. An excellent reputation. What are you up to?
What am I up to?
Your work.
I don't know. I'm a Sagittarius. Oh, I'm disabled.
Ooh, nice. Okay. But are you working? What are you doing? How are you keeping your time?
Just my kids. That's about it.
Okay. So the first thing that came out said, do what you love. What are you passionate about? Is there something you're passionate about, a craft or a something that, you love doing?
Listening to music and getting on Facebook and just,
okay.
I don't know. I read people creative? Well.
Okay.
No.
Nothing creative. Okay. Let's see what the next card's brought out. It's the Knight of Air.
Okay.
Decisive, focused, driven. Events that move with great speed. Sudden or unexpected changes. So we've got the new moon. We've got the partial eclipse happening. So something's coming. I feel like something's coming through for you.
Oh, okay. Do you see me having any surgeries or getting any money?
Okay, let's see what's coming through for you. Okay. So the Nine of Earth has popped out. Let me just check with my pendulum. Won't be a moment. Okay. Cards to say that you enjoy your own time. You enjoy your solitude.
Mm-hmm.
Do you meditate?
No, but I need to.
Yeah, I feel like they really want you to do some meditation and get that time on your own, solitude.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next card that's popped out, Seven of Air, it says a loss of peace of mind or personal freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Did you say that you are disabled?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the loss of person. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay, next one, Five of Fire. Referring to my book, but it won't be a moment. There's just a message here that's
okay.
Okay, it's saying the need to delegate responsibilities.
Okay.
Okay, if that makes sense to you, I feel like you're trying to do too much on your own, I feel.
Yeah, lately it's not by choice, though, but it's just all fell in my lap.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Must be hard because Sagittarius love their freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you see any Do you see my finances getting better?
Let's see what cards have popped out. The Five of Water. Okay, things not turning out the way you anticipated. Saying everything happens for a reason, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, news of exciting opportunities. That's what we want. But it's going back to this. So this card is also saying news of exciting opportunities, but it's saying do things that fuel your passions. And that was our very first card that popped out. Do what you love.
Yeah.
I feel like your spirits want you to find that thing. There's some things that you will love to do that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's with your hands.
I read people well, and then I also speak to the dead. So I haven't done that in a while, though. But that's one thing I like to do.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Well, actually, the next card that's popped out is the High Priestess. And it's saying, meditate and turn inward to discover your soul's desire. Okay. And it's also saying, develop your intuitive gifts and trust the wisdom you receive. So we all have a spiritual team. Whether we realize it or not, it's usually made up of some archangels as some guides and your deceased loved ones, like your grandparents, et cetera. So when you're sitting in your meditation, ask them for help. Our spirit team wants to help us in our everyday lives, but cannot intervene until we invite them to do that. So in your solitude time, talk to them, have a chat to them and say, guys, I need help to open doors. I need money for this surgery. You know, ask them to open these doors for you. I feel like you could be sitting in my chair at the moment. We've all got this beautiful gift. We've just got to work on and bringing it out. Yeah. And I feel like the more you develop your gifts, I feel like you could probably be making some nice money off it. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, we all, like my mom's kids, we all have some type of ability, but a lot of her grandkids have the third eye.
Has mom passed away? Is she still?
No.
Okay, she's still with us? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, great. So she's,
Do you see a woman around me?
Yeah.
Do you see a woman around me?
I do. Is it a sister?
Yes.
Or a girlfriend?
Sister
or girlfriend. Really
she died 6 years ago, and next week's her birthday.
Okay, beautiful. Speak to her. Do you talk to her anyway?
Yes, every day, and I cry to her. And
So ask her too to help you open some doors as well. I feel like it's almost like she's sitting on your shoulder all the time. You know what I mean? She's right there with you the time, which is really beautiful.
On my left shoulder.
Yeah.
Do you to see my daughter's school year getting better?
Well, the next card that popped out was the Ten of Water, and it says a loving relationship with your children, raising children wisely and successfully.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a school she's trying to get into, is that right?
Is there what?
Is there a school, did you say, she's trying to get into?
No, she goes to elementary school. I just want to see if it's going to get better for her. She's going to make friends and, you know, be okay.
I'm getting a yes, but it may take a little bit of time, if that helps.
Okay.
Have you been thinking about
doing anything? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Sorry, I'm reading cards and then you're asking questions. So I'm just trying to get you to the right spot.
Go ahead.
No, that's quite okay. Just going to check this last card and then we'll speak about the sun.
Okay.
Okay, so the card coming out is the One of Earth. And the message is a windfall of abundance. So good fortune is coming to you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
How old's your son?
21.
Okay. The next card that popped out is saying just manage your resources wisely. But there's extremes in how you receive money. So that's good news.
Okay.
So the next card popped out is the Seven of Fire. It's saying stand up for yourself and your beliefs. Have confidence.
Okay.
The end of a situation that brings relief. The weight off your shoulders. Picks of water, right. Children. So, it's saying that you're juggling multiple priorities at the moment.
Yeah.
Have
everything.
You got a man in your life? Is the kid's dad around?
Yeah, but we're not together.
Okay, because there's a card here that's coming up with a beautiful new emotional experience, a romantic relationship. It's also saying awakening of psychic abilities or insights.
Okay.
Have you been thinking about buying a new home or moving?
No. Well, here's the thing. I just moved because they found mold in my townhome. So they had to move me across the street for a month and a half. And then
fingers crossed. My last card I pulled for you tonight is saying, time to head in a new direction. Clarity on your life purpose. In your heart, you know what to do. And I feel like the more you spend time in solitude and listening to yourself and your higher self, you will get all those directions and asking your beautiful sister and your spirit team as well. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight. I really appreciate it. All the best.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye. Alicia in Charlestown, South Carolina.
Yes.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Just a general read tonight.
Well, I have two things that's on my mind really heavy right now. I own a company, Serenity is an online dementia company, and I just created my very first actual program for companies. I create a lot of things in my company, but this is the first program that I created, and I'm sending it off for credentials soon, and I'm very curious to know how will it work out as far as getting contracts with the healthcare companies and, you know, like how many contracts may I get and just how profitable is it going to be for me to be able to sustain, because this would be my signature offer. And then my other thing that's bothering me, my child's father friend requested me today out of the blue after so many years. This is like the second time within a few years. And I wanted to know, what is his intention? So those are my two things that are on my mind really heavy.
No problem. Okay, so the first card that popped out is saying sleepless nights. You've been going through quite a bit, lots on your mind, okay? The second card that come out, though, is the Ten of Air, the end of a situation that brings relief, an opportunity for new happiness, the weight off your shoulders. So I feel like this definitely the way it's going. But the next card that popped out was the Lover's card. Embrace true love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Endings that lead to new beginnings. Spiritual transformation. You're going through a bit of a spiritual awakening yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. Spiritual transformation. Okay. Extremes in how you receive money. Smart business decisions. Let's see what else we've got. Wise counsel. Unity with a spiritually minded community. And ask the divine for help, and the answers will come. Are you in a spiritual community yourself?
No, I'm not. I just have someone I might talk to sometimes when I'm going through things, but I'm trying to be very careful with who I speak to, because I've been through so much with speaking to people about personal things that I go through. So I'm kind of cautious with that. Oh, I have one person that I speak to at work, but I'm just trying to be careful and to know how far to go with it. But I'm really hoping I can have someone that I truly, truly can just spill all my feelings and what I'm going through, because I really have so much that I'm feeling. And sometimes, like lately, I feel like I'm about to lose my mind and all kind of things has been going on with me. So I've been pretty kind of a little bit sad about a lot of things. I worry, I concentrate on my company a lot and trying to build my new program. I've already built it. I'm just wanting to know where it's going to go success-wise.
I can tell you where it's going to go.
I'll
tell you where it's
going to
go. Okay. Ten of Earth has come out. Financial security for yourself and your family. Okay, so the money is going to come from it. This is going to be successful for you. The next card, Queen of Fire. They're saying you're brilliant, you're talented. There's nothing you cannot do. Believe in yourself and never underestimate your ability to make your dreams come true. The Empress has come out. Time to take action. Give birth to your dreams. Creative projects will be very successful, abundance and prosperity. There's your answer. Beautiful. Unnecessary worry. Let go of your fears. They're saying just keep listening to your intuition, okay? And then the card about your love life, here he is here, the Knight of Water, romantic, flirtatious, falling in love, being swept off your feet.
Why was my child father reaching out after all these years and like trying to friend request? Because this is like the second time he tried to friend request within a few years, but he's never been a father. It's a long story with that. So I'm like, why are you? I didn't respond, but why? What do you know? What his intentions is of doing that? Because I didn't respond to it.
Okay. I would leave it because you've got somebody else coming in. This lovers and this Knight of Water is not him, okay? This is somebody new. Yep, I wouldn't even respond to him. Wouldn't even respond to him. Yep, he's in the past. You've got someone coming new, fresh in the future. And I feel like it's going to be before the end of the year. And this person, it's going to really open your eyes out and someone completely different than what you've experienced before. This is someone who's done the work, who's switched on.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, no. But, yep, the financial security for yourself is there. The money, this is going to be successful for you.
Thank you.
The lovers, yeah.
You're very welcome. Really worry me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, as the card said, unnecessary worry, okay? Keep listening to your intuition.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful things coming for you. All the best. You have a great night. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All the best. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Full moon, partial total eclipse. Lunar eclipse. Have a great week and appreciate you being here. Thank you.